From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Many of the biggest issues affecting South Florida are not confined by county borders. Sea level rise, for one. That's why the Chambers of Commerce for Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches decided to get together. They recently formed one big umbrella group to advocate for policies that will help businesses here. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman recently spoke with Christine Barney, the chair of the new South Florida Business Council.
As times have changed, we need to address issues regionally. Other markets are getting more because they're able to work as a region. When you look at Orlando, when you look at the Tampa Bay Partnership, even in Houston, other places, there are several models that show that when you work as a region, you have more impact, not only locally, but federally. And in fact, recently, as we saw with the Amazon headquarters bid, we bid as a region and we made it almost all the way, to the top because of the strength of working together rather than separately.
You are a business leader yourself, CEO of RBB Communications. What's the biggest South Florida challenge that your company is facing right now?
The biggest challenge that seems to come forward more often than not is transportation and mobility. When I'm looking to arrange client meetings and events, there are a lot of times when people will just say, I'm not going to brave the traffic to go there. So it affects the way you plan. It affects the way you can engage with your community. It affects the people you can hire because, more and more people don't want to have those long commutes. And that's why we've seen such a resurgence in our downtowns. Younger people want to live in the city so that they can walk to their workplace.
And as for the transportation and mobility issues, what are you hoping to change about that, or how are you going to try to change that?
The three heads of transportation in each of the counties were pulled together for a meeting with us so that we could ask them collectively, what is it that the business community can do to help you achieve the transportation goals that you have? They want our support in going for a federal grant program that would allow dollars to come directly to the counties instead of having it go through the state. If you can get grants direct from the federal government to the counties, that reduces the time that's required to make some of these things come to life. If grants have to go through the state and then from the state level down to the county, that adds time, it adds administrative process, and sometimes it reduces the dollars. And there are several rules about a lot of the grants that come from the state in terms of what you can use them on. Right now there's a lot of money for resurfacing roads. Our needs in South Florida are less about resurfacing roads as they may be in other rural parts of the state, and more about alternative modes of transportation like adding buses and adding rapid bus lanes. So we want more flexibility.
I understand education is one of the top issues you guys are going to look at. What's the connection between schools and businesses?
Sure. Companies move here and stay here because they know that they have access to a quality workforce, and they know that their employees are going to be able to feel good about the K-12 education system.
So what needs to change in South Florida schools and colleges to help businesses here?
There are several injustices, so to speak, in the education system. One of them, for example, is the way funding is done at the state level. We feel very strongly that all three counties are donors to the budget for the state of Florida, and we don't get back the dollars that we deserve or need. One of the things that we're working on is advocating for a more fair distribution of dollars. The other part of that is workforce training. So, for example, we're trying to expand Pell Grant eligibility.
And Pell Grants are federal grants that help students who are low income go to college.
Correct. And Pell Grants allow you to change your life because you can go for a program that could help you change a career. And one of the things that we're looking at right now is expanding Pell Grants in two ways. One of the ways is in lowering the amount of hours that are required, because some degree programs are not 600-hour programs. So let's say you want to become an FAA aircraft general mechanic. That program is going to have a lower level of hours, so you're not eligible for Pell Grants. And we think that should change. The other thing is that many students who work have to go to school during the summer, and Pell Grants don't cover summer programs.
That was WLRN's Jessica Bakeman speaking with Christine Barney. She's the chair of the new South Florida Business Council and the CEO of the RBB communications firm. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.